The city of Castlegar's West Kootenay Regional Airport, WKRA, is being recognized for its systematic and innovative approach to increasing reliability and accommodating growth. The airport received the William Templeton Public Aviation Facility Award from the British Columbia Aviation Council on October 18 during the BCAC's annual Silver Wings Industry and Scholarship Awards. The award recognizes exceptional initiative and achievement in the successful development of a community airport. The large team behind Castlegar West Kootenay Airport is thinking into the future, said BCAC Executive Director Dave Frank. Airport management, city councillors and administrators, contractors, partners and supporters have collaborated on expansions and innovations that will have profound social and economic impacts on the entire region. WKRA was recognized for initiatives such as its runway solar LED project, apron rehabilitation and taxiway extension project, vehicle fleet renewal, and its role in helping to set up the Air Canada Flight Disruption Shuttle. The BCAC award selectors also considered the airport's partnerships with the Kootenay Emergency Response Physicians Association, KERPA, the Southeast Fire Center and other community groups. Winning this award reflects the hard work and dedication of everyone involved in making the West Kootenay Regional Airport a success, said Mayor Maria McFadden. I want to thank our staff, past and present councils, contractors, and partners for their vision and commitment to the airport's development. This achievement not only celebrates our team's efforts but also recognizes the airport's continued role in connecting and supporting the community and how it serves as an important gateway for residents and travelers. WKRA manager Massiege Habrick adds, receiving the William Templeton Award is a tremendous honor. It reflects the hard work and dedication of everyone who has contributed to the airport's growth and success. With the continued advancement of the RNP approach and the upcoming terminal building expansion, the airport is well positioned to strengthen its role in connecting the community, supporting local growth, and enhancing travel options. Over the past couple of years, WKRA has undertaken a number of projects that contributed to earning the award. Air Canada Flight Disruption Shuttle. In 2023, Air Canada introduced a pilot project to provide a shuttle as an alternative travel solution for passengers affected by weather-related flight cancellations, ensuring continued travel options through Kelowna. Due to its success in serving over 1,300 passengers and increasing journey completion rate to 90%, Air Canada has extended the service until April 30, 2025. This is the only service of its kind within Air Canada's network. Improved reliability. The airport is making steady progress toward implementing a required navigational performance, RNP, approach, which will enhance flight accessibility and reduce cancellations by enabling aircraft to navigate precise GPS-guided flight paths. Transport Canada has signaled its intent to move forward and is actively engaged in the review process. Once in place, the RNP solution will reduce cancellations caused by river and valley fog, increase successful landings, and support the airport's long-term growth. Terminal building expansion. The airport received a $6 million grant from the Union of BC Municipalities to support the expansion of its terminal building, which will increase terminal capacity and enhance the passenger experience by providing a modern, welcoming environment inspired by the natural beauty and character of the West Kootenay. In 2025, the airport will begin seeking an architectural designer to develop detailed plans for the project. Runway Solar LED Project. The airport installed solar LED runway edge lights, funded by a $500,000 grant from the British Columbia Air Access Program, to enhance pilot visibility and safety. Apron expansion and rehabilitation. The apron rehabilitation and taxiway extension project, supported by $4 million in combined funding from Transport Canada's Airport Capital Assistance Program and the British Columbia Air Access Program, involved significant upgrades to the airport's apron and operational areas. These upgrades have enhanced operational capacity by accommodating larger aircraft, increasing overall capacity, and enabling simultaneous aircraft operations. Fleet renewal. The airport invested in a state-of-the-art snowplow and new fleet vehicles to enhance year-round operational efficiency, improve safety during winter conditions, and support ongoing regulatory compliance. Passenger experience. WKRA is currently surveying passengers as part of the internationally recognized Airport Service Quality Passenger Experience Survey administered by Airports Council International. This is the industry standard for benchmarking customer satisfaction, with approximately 350 participating airports worldwide. The feedback gathered will allow the airport to identify areas for improvement and guide the design and development of the upcoming terminal expansion, ensuring that future infrastructure aligns with passenger needs and expectations. The survey data will also help the airport enhance overall services, providing travelers with a modern and welcoming experience. Building strong partnerships. WKRA continues to foster strong community partnerships and expand its role as a hub for regional and essential services. This includes the recently established partnership with Kootenay Emergency Response Physicians Association, KERPA, who has set up a base at the airport to house their emergency response vehicle. This enhances KERPA's ability to respond swiftly to regional emergencies. The Southeast Fire Center, SEFC, continues to be a long-time airport tenant and has recently renewed its commitment to continue housing its operations at the airport. The city says that with increased wildfire activity in recent years, this partnership is vital in supporting emergency coordination and wildfire responses. The presence of the SEFC strengthens regional emergency preparedness, benefiting the community and the broader region. Earlier this year, the city of Castlegar leased property adjacent to the airport to Kalesnikov Mass Timber to construct a new mass timber facility. The city says this move increases new economic opportunities, brings jobs to Castlegar, supports local industry growth, and further strengthens Castlegar's connection to regional business.